What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into the Wednesday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. I'm your host of this fun 15-minute extravaganza every single morning here off of bettingpros.com, and we are always being brought to you by BetMGM. All right, let's talk about the Dodgers. Plus 330, it cashed. All right, that's phenomenal. Now, we do take a little bit of a hit on it because of the fact that we hedged on it, and we took the victory, if you will, because I put a little money down on the Rays, and we went 1-1 last night. We wound up because we took the plus 105 in the first five for the Rays to be leading. That happened. We did have the over, however, and the over did not hit clearly, but we do get that plus 330. We do get the victory 1-1, so a 2-1 night last night. Really, I guess 2-2 because we got the Rays on that hedge that I did, so it was no stress. It's going to kick our heels up and watch the series. So we wound up pretty much up a couple of units on the night. So that's great. We want to take that always. We'll never say no to that. I don't know what Kevin Cash was doing taking Blake Snell out of the game. And I like Kevin Cash. I do. I bet on the Rays to win the American League because of Kevin Cash, literally. I think he's the best manager in baseball. But taking Blake Snell after 73 pitches out of the game in the sixth inning will go down as one of the stupidest moves in Major League Baseball history. He allowed two hits. He allowed two hits in a 1-0 baseball game. You ride Blake Snell into the ground. There is no tomorrow. If he gives up two runs, I still would leave him in there. The bullpen for the Rays, that's kind of why I bet on the over, because I thought the bullpen for the Rays would get hit really hard. And then I thought the Rays offense would come to life, which it never really did. They were the kings of the solo home run, and that's what really cost them here in the series because they just didn't get enough big home runs, two-run, three-run, grand slam-type hits and home runs that were going to drive the total higher and also let them compete with that offense for the LA Dodgers. Look, I don't know what you call this. I don't know how you handle it. Is there an asterisk on it? It's a 60-game season, but I'm just so happy for Clayton Kershaw. I don't care how he gets it. My gosh, that guy. He had been through so much. I'm a huge fan of his. I put on Twitter, at Sports Talk Matt, I put a picture of me and Kershaw from a bunch of years ago. He was the first ever interview I did when I moved here to Vegas. And then, back then, in 2016, I asked him, I guess 2015, sorry, in July of 2015, I asked him what it would be like to win a World Series. And Dave Roberts was taking over as manager, and what it would be like for the Dodgers to win the World Series. He had not taken over yet. That was going to be his first year as being the manager for LA. And even then, he was like, I just want to win. And to see him get that last night, incredible. Now, I cannot believe, and at the time of taping, we don't know much else besides the fact that Justin Turner was lifted in the sixth inning because of a COVID-19 positive test result. How that thing comes back in the middle of a game, I have no idea. What that would do for game number 7 if they had to play it, I have no idea. The only thing I'm hoping for is a false positive. And maybe by the time this thing airs Wednesday morning, it's Tuesday night taping, but on Wednesday morning, it is a false positive for Justin Turner. But he misses all the celebratory fun, he misses the party and everything else, but I hope that's it, because if he is really positive with COVID-19, how did he break protocol? And then everyone, including kids who were on the field last night partying and celebrating, every one of those people are being exposed to COVID-19 and should be quarantining and should be tested, you know, multiple times over the next couple of days for COVID-19. So I'm just hoping that Justin Turner is negative, because otherwise it just gets to be a lot more complicated, and there's a lot of questions to ask as to what the hell happened with the Dodgers and where were they going and everything else. So I hope, cross our fingers, I hope it was a false positive for Justin Turner and he does not actually have COVID-19. Now, Corey Seager winning the MVP? Really? All right, maybe I'm totally biased. I'm a monster Mookie Betts fan. But who had a bigger impact on that series, Corey Seager or Mookie Betts? I have a hard time seeing that Corey Seager had a bigger influence on that series. In game 1, in game number 6, Mookie's base running, Mookie's defense. He hits a home run, the game clincher, the insurance run, basically hits it and it's lights out for the Rays, and you don't give it to Mookie Betts? Really? I don't care about the plus 1500, you know, the books jacked that up and gave you a bonus on it if you bet on Mookie Betts. I don't really know. I just don't understand the voting sometime. I just don't get it. It doesn't make any sense. Mookie Betts was the MVP of that series. I just don't understand. But the Dodgers win their third championship in my lifetime. I've seen four for the Red Sox, so save it with the Mookie Betts stuff and, oh, the Red Sox, you screwed up and you should never, they never should have traded Mookie Betts. But you know what? They got rid of an awful contract in David Price, who gets a ring, by the way, for being on this team who did nothing with the Dodgers. Everybody forgets to bring up David Price. That contract was ridiculous. The Red Sox had to get rid of it. So the Dodgers absorbed it in order to take on Mookie Betts. And then they gave Mookie Betts a monster 12-year contract. I'm not saying that Mookie Betts is not the best player in the game. He is. But there was a reason why the Red Sox traded him, because they weren't going to give him $400 million and they weren't going to be able to afford to give him that money and to have David Price's contract. So they had to take a little hurt here, you know, and give up David Price. The only problem is the Red Sox need to rebuild entirely. But Chaim Bloom, he built that Rays roster, okay? That's the Rays are in the World Series, a lot thanks to Bloom. So hopefully he does the same magic with the Red Sox, having even more money, because that Rays team had, what, $28 million? For 28.6 for a whole roster. Incredible. Incredible run for the Rays. Congratulations. Awesome. I feel for Blake Snell. I really do. I really feel for Blake Snell. All right, so it's a different day. For the first time since the end of July, there are no sports tonight. There are no sports tonight. We've had sports every single night since late July. Whether it be baseball, basketball, football, college, whatever, hockey, nothing tonight. Thursday night football coming up. No college football on Wednesday, no college football on Thursday. The game on Friday was postponed due to COVID-19, so no college football until Saturday. So it's a day to kind of talk about a couple of future wagers. And I've got a couple that I want to talk about, a couple that I've played tonight, and they both are division championship victories, and I'll explain why I played them, the odds I got on them, and you can tail if you want, but this is just because we need to make bets every day. And so I've got one unit with two bets that I've split in half, and they're both getting plus money. And I'll give them to you coming up here on the other side of our conversation about BetMGM. And BetMGM right now, with our bonus code JUICE100, they've got another thing running, but this thing is bet a dollar on any game. All right? You pick the Thursday night game, you pick the Sunday games. It doesn't matter. No Monday, but Thursday and Sunday games, you pick a game. Bet $1 on the money line using Juice100 when you sign up for new users, and you'll win $100 if either team scores a touchdown in that game. It's paid out in free bets, but $1 money line wager on any team, Thursday night football, you want to go and bet on that, or Sunday night football, if a team scores a touchdown in that game, you will win $100 in free wagers thanks to BetMGM. Now, this offer is available in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, and West Virginia. You're going to visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years or older and physically located in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, or West Virginia. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado and Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, or 1-800-9 with it in Indiana. So we start the week. Not great on Monday. Bounce back here on a Tuesday, and now into a Wednesday, we don't have anything really going on right now. But we're up on the week, thanks to we're down 1.5 units yesterday, up 2 units or so after Tuesday. So we're up a little bit on the week, thanks to the plus 330 on the Dodgers. But let's talk about the NFC West for a second. All right, let's talk about that division and where we are right now with the NFC West. This is arguably the best division in football. Okay, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch and how this plays out. Seattle's 5-1. Arizona's 5-2, Rams are 5-2, and the 49ers are 4-3. The numbers are interesting, all right? And so this is at Circa Sports, who, by the way, just opened up their brand new casino here in Vegas. It's the first downtown casino property to open up in Vegas in 40 years. Historic moment for Derek Stevens and company, and they've got the world's biggest sports book. So when you come to Vegas, you're listening to this podcast, you're a sports gambler, you're going to either stay at Circa or you're going to go to Circa, one of the two. You're going to head on downtown. That's a guarantee. But the NFC West odds at Circa right now to win the division, minus 115 the Seahawks, plus 290 on the Rams, plus 445 on the Cardinals, and plus 795 on the 49ers. The Los Angeles Rams are the best team in that division. I know that might be kind of crazy to think about and say, but here is why. Points allowed, they've allowed 124 points so far this season. They've allowed one touchdown in the second half. I think it's the whole year, one touchdown in the second half. Seattle has allowed 172 points. Arizona's allowed 146 points. And San Francisco has allowed 136 points. Now, the offense for the Rams has not been great, but it's been good enough. They've scored 176 points so far. Now, that's behind Arizona and Seattle at 203 and San Fran at 181. But the schedule is what I'm looking at here for the Rams at 5-2. The Rams are going to play the Dolphins on the road this coming weekend, and I am a little bit concerned about them going cross-country again, okay? I will give you that. But they come back, and they take on Seattle. It is a monster game. So that Dolphins game is a little bit of a trap game, right? You put the Bears on Sunday Night Football, then you're on the road at Miami. A little scared on that. But if they win that game, they're 6-2, and they're taking on the Seahawks, which at home, I think they will win that game because of their defense. Then they go on the road at the Bucs, which is a very difficult game, all right? I'll give you that. Probably a loss. Home for the 49ers should be a win. At the Cardinals is a monster game. But then the Patriots and the Jets come into town. If the Patriots haven't figured things out, the Pats won't score on the Rams at all. I mean, like, at all. Their offense, there's no weapons. This Rams defense led by Aaron Donald, this thing is legitimate. This thing is one of the best, if not the best, football team on defense this season. So it's going to be really dangerous and difficult, I think, for a Patriot team or a Jet team to put up any points. Then they're at Seattle. That's their final road game. And then they're home for the Cardinals. I don't think the Cardinals are going to beat the Rams. I really don't. The Rams have owned the Cardinals, and I don't think they beat them because I don't think that defense is going to give up many points to that Cardinals offense. And I love Kyler Murray, all right? I really do. The Rams at plus 290 to win the NFC West. Half a unit, just bet it tonight, at plus 290. The Rams at 5-2 to win the NFC West. I think they get it done. I really do. This defense is legitimate. And because of the expanded playoffs on top of that, I think it matters. You know, Seattle doesn't need to win it. You don't have to win the NFC West. But the Rams, with their pedigree, with their coach, with Jared Goff playing the way they're playing, they have a good enough running attack, a couple of really nice wide receivers in Cooper Kupp. You know, it's weird. Robert Woods wasn't used as much as I thought they were going to be using him, but they're going to ride their defense. They're going to run the football and play defense. And that's kind of the opposite of what the other teams are doing in the division. The 49ers are too banged up. There's just too many injuries in the 49ers. But if you look at the offense for Seattle, it's all offense. And I know it's Russell Wilson. He's the MVP this year. I really have no debating that. He's going to win the MVP. There's just no value in betting it right now. But you look at Russ, and you look at Kyler Murray, you look at the offenses. The defense is decent. I like the Cardinals' defense more than I like the Seahawks' defense, but I don't like either one, really. They both give up too many points. You saw it when they played each other on Sunday Night Football. What happens? They went back and forth, up and down the field. No one can stop anybody. So I don't like either one of those defenses. I like the Rams defense a lot. Rams plus 290 to win the NFC West future wager. Half a unit on that. I am then taking the other half unit, and I'm going to the AFC North. AFC North, Pittsburgh 6-0, Ravens 5-1, Browns 5-2. There's your race. Right now at Circus Sports tonight, I bet this for the North. You look at the numbers. The Ravens are favored at minus 130, even though they are behind here with Pittsburgh right now. Plus 115 on the Steelers, plus 2150 on the Browns, and plus 500,000 on the Bengals to win this division. Let's look at the Ravens and the Steelers here. Pittsburgh 6-0, and they took on the Ravens on the road, right? Most people like the Ravens to win this game. Okay, but if Pittsburgh wins this game, they go to 7-0, Baltimore falls to 5-2, and they've got a game up on Baltimore. But let's just say Pittsburgh loses this game on the road. Let's say these two teams split. Baltimore wins in Baltimore, Pittsburgh wins in Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh Steelers play the Cowboys after the Ravens, W, the Bengals, W, Jaguars, W, Ravens at home, W, Washington at home, W. At the Bills, tough game, but they should win it. At the Bengals, W. Home for the Colts, W. And then taking on the Browns on the road. Tough game, but they won 38-7 the first time around, right? So you think they're probably going to win that game. Even if they lose, they can go 15-1. Now, will they? No. But I'm saying, you know what? This is really interesting. They could go 15-1. Their schedule is really easy. Outside of playing against the Ravens, the Steelers' schedule is easy. And that is saying something because they don't play the Patriots, and the Patriots aren't that good, but they aren't playing teams of that ilk. They're not, I mean, they already played the Titans and they beat them, okay? They already got past that big hurdle. They've got two big games left. If they split those games and they play the way they're capable of doing and they play their defense the way they're playing, man, you're looking at a 15-1 potential football team. Now, on the other side of it, you can go, Matt, you know, the Ravens, kind of similar. Okay, but the Ravens haven't played the Titans yet. Okay, the Ravens have got to play at the Patriots, and they got to play the Titans. And I know it's the Patriots, they aren't that good, but it's still the Patriots and the Ravens. A lot of history there. Bill Belichick and Harbaugh and everything else. There's all sorts of history there. So Pats could potentially might be able to win that game. But, I mean, they play at the Colts. Titans are at home. The Cowboys are at home for them. They do have a game against the Giants, which is easier. But, like, you could see this as come down to, like, other tiebreakers. I mean, they both might wind up, you know, if the Ravens lose one game to... If I'm not saying it's gonna happen, but if Pittsburgh were to go 15-1, Baltimore then is gonna wind up going 14-2, and Pittsburgh's gonna win the division. Okay, so I bet the other half a unit on Pittsburgh at +115. Not gonna lay anything here. Not gonna lay juice on this. It's only half a unit, but to get +115 on the Steelers, who are 6-0, who already have a game in hand against the Ravens right now, and the Ravens played the Chiefs and they lost. Pittsburgh's not playing Kansas City. That's huge, right? Not playing Kansas City. So I got the Pittsburgh Steelers at +115 for a half a unit here. So our two plays here on a future edition for a Wednesday for the Daily Juice, Rams +290 to win the NFC West, Steelers +115 to win the AFC North. We've done really well in our future wagers, right? I mean, we got that come from behind Nuggets wager that cashed, which was awesome. We got the Dodgers +330. I mean, man, we called the World Series in July. How about that? I've never done that before. That's the first time I've ever done that, where I got the World Series perfectly correct, where +1,000 and +330 and it raised to win the AL, but not the World Series, and the Dodgers to win the World Series at +330, and it cashed. So let's get back on this futures train. Let's throw some money down a little bit here for the NFC West and the AFC North in the NFL. Those are our plays here for a Wednesday. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. We are back on Thursday for a big Thursday night football. We'll have a bunch of plays going because I'll be jonesing to get some stuff down. Kind of a breather night for us, right? Get with the girlfriend, get with the wife, get with the family, do something fun. Because we got a lot of football coming up this weekend, guys, on Thursday and Friday. Follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt every morning. It is the Daily Juice Podcast presented by BetMGM off of bettingpros.com.